Well, hello everybody. Chelsea are into the League Cup final. Time to celebrate. Yes, 6-1 victory against Middlesbrough at Stamford Bridge. Lots of goals, lots of things to enjoy. Lots of some nice academy debuts as well today. Fantastic. A cup final. We're in Wembley in Pochettino's first season in charge. Chance of winning a trophy, chance of getting into Europe. It's fantastic. I'm so happy. We're gonna talk about the game today. We're gonna get your feedback. We're gonna get live stuff from the ground with Louis. His feedback of the game, his experience of the game. We're gonna have coming and sharing their views about the game and what they enjoyed, what they didn't enjoy, what they think we can do in the final. We just want to hear your views. I think we're all happy tonight. Chelsea are in a cup final at Wembley at the end of next month. Fantastic. And with me, of course, as always, is Chelsea Rambles. Good to see you here and a good day for Chelsea.
Oh, brilliant day. It feels bizarre scoring 6 goals. We were 10 for once.
Yeah, I think the last time we scored 6 goals was the Southampton game under Tuchel, I think.
Yes.
I'm right.
And I think that was the case.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? I can't remember the last time we scored 6 at Stamford Bridge as well.
Yeah, but it was a really positive game. And as you said, it was nice to see a couple of youngsters come on. It was good to see Leo Castledine get some minutes.
Yeah, he looked good as well when he came on. Yeah, I mean, Pochettino's actually given, I think, 5, not counting Levi Colwell, of course, but other than him, he's given 5 academy debuts this season, I think. We'll have to check that. But yeah, Leo Castledine's had got a debut, Gilchrist, who came on today again and did really well. And there's 2 or 3 others as well, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, Pochettino's doing well with giving academy players a chance. You know, he's given a few debuts this season. He's getting them training with the first team. That's a real positive.
It's funny, I was talking to a friend before, and there's been so much negativity this season, but we're in a cup final. We could knock a big team out of the FA Cup on Friday, and we're in touching distance of 6th place. So
that's it. We're actually starting to have a good season now. It's like we're only 4 points off 6th place. You know, Newcastle aren't doing well at the moment. Brighton are inconsistent, you know. So we can easily jump above those two teams and then we're in 7th, you know. And then it's just West Ham and, you know, they drew the other day as well. So, and then some of them have got Europe as well to play. So that will help us because we haven't got Europe to play. So we can have
West Ham have got a few injuries. I think West Ham have got Paqueta and Bowen out, I think.
Yeah, that's right. I think so, yeah. I think Bowen came back in the last game. And the reason I know that is because he's in my FPL team.
Oh, yeah, that's always a good way of keeping track of who's...
Yeah, because half my FPL team got injured. So I'm having as many injuries as Chelsea are. But I think we've got a good chance of finishing 6th and winning a cup. And, you know, we're still in the FA Cup as well. We could beat Aston Villa on Friday. We're now, I think, 9 unbeaten at Stamford Bridge since October.
We are, yeah.
It's pretty impressive. I don't know how many of those are wins, but I think most of them are. You know, we've got a pretty good record at Stamford Bridge now. We're putting together a good run at Stamford Bridge, and that should give us a bit of confidence for Friday for the FA Cup. You know, and you know, who knows? You never know. If we can get past Villa as well, the draw. It's pretty open because a lot of big teams are playing each other. So, you know...
Yeah, because I suppose we've got Manchester City. So, I mean, there'll be a big team going out then.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've already got Arsenal already out, you know. And so, you know, suddenly it starts to open up then. We could do a cup double. I mean, imagine we did a cup double and finished 6th this season. That'd be a great season.
That'd be a great season, given the circumstances.
Yeah. Especially given how we were in, like, December and where people were worried we were going to get relegated, you know. I mean, that's not going to happen. So a good day. I'll just go through the stats from the game, the main events from the game while we wait for people to arrive. If you do want to speak, please do request and we will definitely get to you. So I'm going to try and I'm just going to get to the stats from the game and the story of the game, really. So yeah, Pochettino up with his normal system, 4-2-3-1. De Zerzi at right back, Ben Chilwell at left back with Cole and Thiago Silva as in centre backs. Caicedo with Fernandes as the pivot. Then Sterling on the right wing, Palmer at number 10, and Mudrick on the left wing with Broyer up front. Started a bit slowly, but got a goal after 15 minutes, an own goal. But good work from Broyer to, you know, his physical presence definitely contributed to that goal. So good work from him there. And then we started to just destroy them. The second goal, I was a massive fan of. Great work by De Zerzi. He had a really good game today, I thought, at right back. And Enzo Fernandez making a run into the box, reminiscent of another number eight, who we all know and love. And got his fifth goal of the season, I think. He's only two guys behind Højlund now, Enzo Fernandez. So, this is quite good. So that was 2-0. And then 3-0 not long after that with this great run from De Zerzi. And then this great move down the right. They pulled it back for him. Absolutely brilliant finish. Reminded me of Ivanovic, honestly, that goal. It's the kind of goal he used to score. Brilliant goal, 3-0. And then a mix up on the penalty area by Mills with defence. Just literally gave it to Cole Palmer, who just slotted it in. And it was 4-0 at half-time, and we were all in dreamland. We couldn't quite believe it. So great first half. Probably the best first half we've had all season, you know. And then we come out in the second half. I think Madueke came on for Mudrick because Mudrick didn't really have a good game. And then we just kind of played it safe, you know, controlled the game, didn't really let them into the game. Played it a bit slow, you know, just kind of took the edge off the game. Then we had more subs coming on after that. So I'm just going to go through the subs. Gilchrist came on for Chilwell on 65 minutes, and he played well again at right back. And we had Chuck Romeka coming on for Caicedo in 72 minutes. And then we scored a couple more goals late on as well. We had another one from Cole Palmer, a brilliant pullback from Conor Gallagher just after he'd come on for Broya, and lovely finish from Cole Palmer. Brilliant technique for his second of the game, his 11th of the season. And then near the end, Madueke got a nice little goal as well. And we also had a little debut from Castledine as well, came on in the 85th minute for Sterling. A nice little debut for him. He looks a good player. John Terry was raving about him on Twitter today, saying he deserved his debut. So, and I think he showed that in the few minutes he had. And then a little annoying, we kind of gave away a silly goal, but it was a great finish from Middlesbrough's player, from the goal scorer, who was, I'm forgetting his name now. God, what was wrong with me? But he didn't look with Aston Villa, and he was a good player. It was a good finish. And but that was the game. Chelsea through, 6-1. It's our biggest win of the season. We're in a cup final. We're going to Wembley. We've got a chance of winning the trophy. We're probably going to be playing Liverpool. Chelsea have now, and this stat's just, I've just seen this stat. Chelsea have now reached the final of the EFL Cup for the 10th time in their history. And only Liverpool have reached the final more times. Also, there's another stat I saw that Chelsea have reached the most domestic finals by the Big Six since the turn of the millennium. 18 cup finals now. That's six.
That's just incredible, isn't it?
The next highest, which is Manchester United with 12. We've reached 18 cup finals since the year 2000. And I don't know how many of them how many of those have we lost? And we haven't played one of them, so we don't have to count. But out of the other 17, I think I don't know how many we've lost. Like, we've lost three or four domestic finals, I think. We lost a couple under Tuchel. We lost one under Lampard. We lost one under Sarri. And we lost the last five. But I think we won all the other. No, and we lost the ones Tottenham in under Evren Grand. Absolutely.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So we lost. So we won 11 and lost 6 of our 17 domestic cup finals so far. Hopefully, this will be our first domestic trophy since 2017. The last domestic trophy we won was the FA Cup under Conte. We haven't won a domestic trophy since then. So won a lot of European trophies, but no domestic trophies. So yeah, it'd be nice to get a domestic trophy in the bag. Also, get us European place for next season. Guaranteed, which would be nice, even if it's just the Conference League. Get something in the pocket. Also, I think for this young team, getting to a final in itself, it just gives you a taste. It gives you a taste of what it's like to play big games, to play finals. And even if you lose, you still have that taste of, I want to come back and play more finals and I want to win them, you know. And if you win it, it just gives you a taste for trophies. And this is the perfect competition for that. I mean, like, I think Mourinho, when he came the first time, he said, like, the League Cup was a really important competition because it was, that was their first trophy. It kind of gave them the taste for more. You know, it was the trophy that set them on their way. It wasn't the big one to start with. It was probably the smallest one that they could play for to start with, but it set them on that pathway that Mourinho set them on to win all those trophies and the trophies that we won afterwards. So the League Cup's a good little competition for that, especially for a young team. So, you know, hopefully we can go and do ourselves justice in the final and maybe win it. So, right, okay. So we want to have your views up. We want to get your views on the game. We're going to have Louis up at some point, who was at the game. So if you just send your requests up with anything about the game, play your player of the match, your favourite goal, how you think we're going to do in the final, your thoughts on who played well in particular. We'd love to hear your views. So please do request and we'll let you up here and we'll get you talking. So, Rambles, who was your man of the match?
I thought De Sassi was brilliant. And he's a player who's been so harshly treated by a section of the fan base.
I agree.
He just seems to get criticised for no reason. And I've never understood it because to me, he's always been solid. New player, new league. You know, he's played in various positions.
Absolutely. I've been a fan of his all season. I think he's been brilliant all season, honestly. I mean, you look at the data for him, it's really, really good. He's actually had a really good season. His forward passing with his right foot is a bit like Rudiger with his left foot. And he's got a physical presence. He's really good. He wins a lot of headers. He's really, really good in the air. He's a physical presence at the back. And he's a bit more experienced than the other players. He's 26. You know, he's played international football. So he's a bit more experienced than the rest of the team, which also helps.
And he seems to have a bit of personality as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a bit of shithousery, I think. He's got that kind of Ivanovic Rudiger kind of personality, which I really loved. He thought when he celebrated his goal, he just went absolutely nuts. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant.
I really enjoyed that.
I think he won a lot of fans over tonight with that performance because he was playing out of position as well, playing at right back, which people seem to forget, don't seem to worry about players playing out of position when they play well. I just thought that was funny because everyone's moaned about Levo playing at left back. But Desardi played brilliantly and he was playing out of position. So, yeah, please do get your questions up. We really want to hear from you.
Well, what's your opinion on Mudryk?
I thought he was poor today.
Yeah, I think he's really struggling, isn't he?
Yeah, like today he was giving the ball away way too much. Poch was having to give him loads of instructions and he didn't do it properly. Yeah, he wasn't great today. It was just an opportunity for him and he didn't take it, you know. I suppose there's concerns there for sure. But hopefully he'll come back and be stronger and get better. So, yeah, but please do everyone, we really would want to hear your questions. So just please do get us up and your comments. Anything you've got to say about the game, please request. We want to hear from you. We absolutely want to get your views and, you know, we're all happy about we got to a cup final. So please just come and celebrate with us. We'd love to hear what you've got to say. So just some stats from the game as well. While we're waiting for people to come up. Chelsea had 62% possession, 13 shots, 6 on target, 7 corners and 5 fouls. The player of the match was given to Cole Palmer. Yes, De Zerzi played well as well. I think he could have got it. Cole Palmer, I mean, I could go on all day about him. I mean, it's just, he's got 11 goals now in 23 games for Chelsea. Obviously, some of those are penalties, but nevertheless, still, he's having a massive impact at Chelsea. What are your thoughts on him, Rambles?
I think he's been absolutely brilliant. And I should imagine he's probably had a far bigger impact than he ever thought imaginable. You know, he's coming. He just slotted in seamlessly.
Yeah, he has. I mean, he hasn't had any time to adapt at all, has he? He's just come straight into the squad and just, you know, got his opportunity and now he's playing well. And he just looks so accomplished, technically. He's so calm on the ball. He's got lots of little skills. He was doing those flicks earlier, wasn't he? I remember as well, There's that little, that somebody already made a gif of it as well. That little flick he did past the player to get a cross in.
I think it was his first start where he had that penalty and where he won the penalty. And Raheem Sterling was going to take it, and he took the ball. He said, "No, I'm taking it." And from that minute, he just thought he's got something about him. This kid, he was just confident, and he just slotted it away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, just the conviction that he had to take that penalty, like in his first start for Chelsea, and he took it like he'd been playing for us for years. It was absolutely no fear. He's really got strong character. You know, he's got leadership potential. Really, I think he's got such a good mentality and strong character, and he works so hard on the pitch as well. Like obviously he's young, so he still has the occasional bad game, but you know, generally he's such a big talent. He's only 21. He's going to get better. You know, I mean, it's scary. I think he's got 11 goals and 6 assists or something this season. Unbelievable. You know, like, I mean, the comparisons with Kai Havertz are getting embarrassing now, because I think he's got more goals than Kai Havertz has ever got in a season for Chelsea.
That's just incredible.
I think the most Kai ever got was 9, wasn't it? Or something like that. I don't know. What a signing. £42 million. Congratulations to Joe Shields. He deserves his flowers for that one. Definitely. I still can't figure out how Man City let him go. If we'd had him as our academy player and we'd sold him, everyone would be going mad, you know. I can't believe it. You know, when you can afford to lose talent like that and still be the favourites of the Premier League, you know, it's pretty incredible. Man City's academy is very, very good, though, to be fair. We've got to give them credit for that. We've got two of their academy players now. Got Lavia, wherever he is at the moment. We wish him well. We hope he gets well soon. And we've got Cole Palmer. So,
I must admit, I'm really excited to see Cole Palmer once Nkunku's fit and back in the team. And once we do eventually get the striker in, whether it's now or in the summer, I think we could have a really, really dangerous front three / front four.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, there's still rumours of Benzema. Like, if we could get Benzema through the door on loan and have him available for the final, that changes the whole, that makes it a big difference. Because you've got someone who's played big finals and won big finals throughout his career. You know, his experience and his quality would make such a difference in that final if we had him. I'd be definitely trying to get him on loan if we could.
And it's a great player for our youngsters to learn from.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. Yeah, it's like Thiago Silva with just up front. You know, just got someone who's got a load of experience, who's won it all, and who, you know, who can just set the example for the rest of them. You know, I mean, great, it'd be a great guy for Nicholas Jackson to learn from. I mean, you know, fantastic example. Yeah,
I was going to say, Fab put up a tweet before about Brozier, I think, be interested or hot up in the next couple of days, and we've got someone lined up, or we've got a replacement in mind.
Yeah, I'm wondering who that is. I you never know with Chelsea, do you? I mean, yeah, I that could be Benzema on loan. It could be this Duran guy. It could be Guy Corres. It could be Chelsea are doing a really good job of keeping things close to their chest. To be honest, so it's difficult to tell who that is, but I think they want to sell before they buy or before they get someone in. So they've got the money to do it. So I understand that. But we need to get someone in, especially if Broya does go, because you know, we can't just go through the whole season with just Jackson, and Jackson's not even available at the moment anyway. So fortunately, he's not playing much, and he's coming off the bench in the Africa Cup of Nations, so he's not playing too much, which is fine by me, because I don't want him to get too knackered.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I'd much rather have him just be a sub in that competition. Less risk of injury, less burnout. You know, he can come back a bit fresh, and he'll be back for the final anyway, Jackson. So that's a positive as well. But you know, I'm just happy today. We got to a final. It's our first final for 2 years. It's the first final under the new ownership as well. So they'll be really happy tonight. Heard that Bedad and the owners went to the dressing room afterwards to celebrate, which was fantastic. Absolutely right. And the players should be happy tonight. You know, to get to a final together as a group and their first season together was a really positive thing. And fair play to them and to Pochettino as well. Archie's here. I'm going to try and get Archie up. He's normally got a lot of stuff, interesting stuff to say, so I'm going to try and invite him to speak. If you don't want to speak, Archie, that's fine, but I always love hearing your views, so if you want to speak, please feel free to. Other performances today. Levi Colwill at left centre-back. How do you think he played, Rambles?
I thought it was really, really good tonight, you know, playing in a natural position. Again, yeah. He's very similar to De Sassi. You know, he's played a lot of the season left back, and you know, although he's had one or two bad games, you know, he's had a few exceptional games at left back. But it would be nice now with Chilwell back to see him get a sustained run of the team, left centre back.
Yeah, it would. It really would. Like, I mean, Chilwell was excellent tonight as well. I thought he made such a difference. His energy, his work rate, but also his leadership. You could see the difference he was making in terms of his experience and his leadership, just kind of helping all the other players, just being a kind of a calm presence on the ball. You know, it was really good to see him back. And he had a really good game, I thought, as well. It made a big difference. And Levi Colwill, we got to see the best of him tonight, I think. Like, he is a left centre back. You know, that's his best position. He was excellent tonight. I'm really pleased that you got the chance in that position.
You know, it's so good to see him play in his natural position, because we've all been crying out for it for so long, but unfortunately injuries just haven't allowed it. And hopefully these are the end of Chilwell's injury worries, and he can have a good second half of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'd be good if you could have to stay fit for the rest of the season, because he makes such a difference to us. You know, we had some width down the left today, which was really positive. And he did that came because of him. You know, he made such a difference down there, and he was everywhere. I mean, I saw him. He was making runs inside. He was coming down to the right on some occasions as well. He worked really, really hard. And he had tons of energy, and he just set a good example for everybody else as well. He kept the intensity up, and that made the other players keep their intensity up as well. I've always said he's a real leader. Apparently, he's very, very popular down at Cobham as well. He's a top pro, a top man. I've always liked him as a leadership figure. And he was excellent tonight, honestly, in every respect. And Pochettino took him off at the right time as well. So he didn't get injured, didn't aggravate anything. Just had a good run out and just easing back into the team.
Yeah, I think Gary Neville said before the game, since the Champions League final, Chilwell and Reece James have only played 11 games together.
Yeah, absolutely, you're right. Absolutely. We need leaders in our team. We need more captains in our team. And, and he's a bit older as well. He's older than a lot of the players. You could see, actually, a bit the experience tonight. Like, De Sarsi was a bit more experienced. Chilwell, Thiago Silva, you know, they've played a lot of games, a lot of football. They all kind of helped tonight, I think. Like, just keep everyone else calm, you know. Sterling even, you know, I mean, he got an assist, made a lot of good runs, worked hard again. You know, you could see the experienced players showing their experience today. And that's what we need in these big games. And winning these big games also just gives confidence as well. It helps the players winning semi-finals can become a habit. Once you've got over the hump of winning one, it can give you confidence going into another semi-final. It's just part of the development process of these players. And that's how you build a team. You know, I mean, like, this season reminds me a lot of the 2001-2002 season, where you had a young team again. You had a very young John Terry, you had a young Frank Lampard, a younger Johnson, Gallas. You know, these were all really young players at the time, 21, 22, whatever. And it was their first season together as a young team. And they finished sixth and got to a cup final. And they lost the cup final to Arsenal, who won the double. But it was a good season of progress. And we're having a similar kind of season now. Hopefully we can win this cup final and not lose it. But nevertheless, it's a similar kind of season. And that season laid the foundations for, you know, the great Chelsea team of a few years later.
Yeah, as you say, you know, winning big games just breeds confidence. You know, if we can go over the line at Wembley, you know, that could spur us on to have a good second half of the season. And we've got some big away games coming up.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Liverpool next week, haven't we? 31st of January. That's going to be a big game at Anfield. Excited about that. I actually think we can get a point there. Liverpool are unbeaten in 14 Premier League games, I think. So it's not going to be an easy game at all. But no Salah. He's still at Africa's. Well, he's injured as well, but he's also at the African Cup of Nations.
Trent Alexander-Arnold could be out, and I think Szoboszlai was injured, but I'm not sure whether he's back yet or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because he's in my fantasy football team. So it always says 75% chance of playing. Like, so I go, like, what do I do in that situation? But I think he was on the bench for Liverpool at the weekend when they won 4-0. Didn't come on because obviously they're winning 4-0, so no need to bring him on. But I think he'll probably be back for that game. He's a good player. He can score goals. You know, he's dangerous. I think I rate him. I think Chelsea were actually linked with him at one point as well. He was a Vivel recommendation, so obviously that didn't work out. But yeah, that's a big game that's coming up next. We've got big games coming thick and fast. We've got the FA Cup fourth round against Villa on Friday. We've got Liverpool, you know, and it's good times, you know. It's I'm feeling a bit more positive now. I think there's a lot to be positive about, and you know, there's been a lot of negativity about Chelsea on social media, but hopefully we can have a bit more positivity now we're in a final, eh?
I know, after everything we've been through this season, all the negativity, and as you say at the start of the season, people were saying we could get relegated. You know, now we can see sixth place. We're in a cup final. We've got a winnable game in the FA Cup. So it's all starting to look a little bit brighter. And it should take a lot of the pressure off Pochettino.
Yeah, I think it's fair play to Pochettino. He's been under a lot of pressure from the fan base, especially. Not so much externally, to be honest. But, you know, he's got us to a cup final. We're 4 points off sixth. You know, we've only lost one in our last... We've lost two of our last eight games, I think. Something like that. You know, we're on a good run of form. Pretty, it's our best run of form of the season. You know, and people can say, oh, the opposition wasn't that great. Yes, that's true. But, you know, we played well against Arsenal. Should have won that game. But for us, you know, individual error. Played well against Manchester City, beat Spurs, played well against Liverpool, first game of the season. So we've played well against big teams, you know, and, you know, we're probably a better side than we were then as well. So, you never know what can happen with Chelsea. So hopefully, you know, it just keeps on getting more positive.
I know, it's just such a, I mean, it's just a really nice feeling tonight knowing. Things are starting to look a bit brighter. And I always said Pochettino needed time, you know. But being an ex-Spurs manager, he was always going to get it when he had a little bad patch. You know, people were very quick, get him out of the football club, blah, blah, blah. But I think also we need some stability. So hopefully now, you know, those talks in the summer will go well and he can stay on next season and we can build from this.
Absolutely, absolutely agree. Yeah, some good and some stats I've got from stats for Axel Disasi tonight from Statman. One goal, one key pass, 100% tackle success, 107 touches, 74 out of 84 passes completed, and 3 out of 4 grand duels won. Absolutely fantastic performance from him tonight. Yeah, well done. Well done to him.
No, it's nice to see him starting to get more praise. Because even in the games where he was being slaughtered, he wasn't even that bad. I think a lot of fans just jump on bandwagons.
Absolutely. I think he's become a scapegoat for other defenders' poor performance, actually, I think. And, you know, and he's just an easy scapegoat. And some people don't like him because he's taken the place of Trev in the squad, and like he's almost like a replacement for him. And that's, you know, and it's just been a bit unfair, I think, the way he's been treated. But, you know, he showed everyone tonight what he can do. Out of position as well. You know, he had a great game. And I'm really pleased for him. And we've got some comments from Pochettino, which I'm going to read out. We're hoping to get Louis and Gary on soon. They're just in their way to a place where they can get connection and stuff. So we should have them through soon to comment from the game. But here's Pochettino's comments. We're doing fantastic. I can't complain. Only the people need to believe and trust us. We are young. We need to grow. The mentality is very, very good. Just give us time. We're building a new project. We are improving. I'm happy. That's what Pochettino said today after the game. That's good to hear. And it is a positive night for the project, I think. You know, people talk about the project. This is the first kind of major achievement from the project, getting to the first cup final. Ironically enough, Roman Abramovich's first cup final was a League Cup final in his second season. And it was against Liverpool as well. So it could be that the last two ownerships' first cup final was a League Cup final against Liverpool in their second season.
That's funny how these kind of coincidences occur.
Yeah, unfortunately we're not top of the league this time, but it's just a nice step forward. You know, last season we were awful in the cup competitions. We didn't even get to a final. We didn't even get to a second round of a cup, yet alone a final. Well, I'm getting a bit sick of losing domestic finals, actually. I want to win me a domestic trophy. We've won a lot of European trophies recently, but I want us to get some domestic trophies.
Yeah, I've forgotten who we lost to in last year's cups.
Man City. Both.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, it was Man City in both of them.
Man City in the first round of both cup competitions. It was just ridiculous. Like, I couldn't believe our luck, you know, because, you know, Man City is always a difficult one, even when you're in the best, even in your top form. Yeah, alone when last season, when we were, you know, not that good. Yeah, so it's nice to get to a cup final, you know, very positive. What other players stood out for you tonight?
I thought Enzo was really good tonight.
Yeah, I agree. He's started to play better in the last few games, I think. He had a little break because of his injury, and just, I think Pochettino said it was a mental break as well, because he's played a lot of football. So I think it's had a benefit. He definitely looks more like himself now, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he'd been carrying the injury a while before he was actually out for a while. I think for the few games before he was out, he was having the same issue. So it's obviously something that he'd been plagued with for a while. But the break's obviously done him the world of good, because he's looked a million times better now he's back in the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, we're getting a couple of people up now. So our good friend Louis Benedicti and Gary Hayes are both here. They've been at the game, so we're going to hear their experience of the game and what it was like for them. So, Louis, tell us what it was like.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
What was it like, Louis? What was it like?
Gary, piss off. Get on the other side of the room so people think we're in separate places. We need to be professional. Apologies for that score. It was really good. I think it's the first time we scored 6 goals since Norwich. So, you know, there is that, which is pretty good. And, you know, I think for me, it was a certain level of clinicalness, if that's the word, if that even is a word, to be honest, where, you know, even though the game was done, the team continued to press, they continued to go for it. And it's a thing which we haven't seen, for me personally, in a very, very long time at Chelsea. So, you know, I was a big fan of that tonight. So it's a real case of job done. onto Wembley, and a nice easy commute for me.
Absolutely. Yeah, and what was the atmosphere like?
I mean, it was pretty good. I do think that there's obviously times where it could get a bit better. You know, it was one of those things where it's a League Cup game, so it wasn't as bouncy as it could have been. But, you know, before the game, people were really getting into it. And then afterwards, obviously, once the Beyond comes on, blue day, I mean, people knew we were on our way to Wembley. So, you know, all in all, fantastic. It was a good day. It was a job done. But for me personally, end of the first half, it was very much just relief. I was waiting for the goals to be ruled out or something to go wrong, but we got the job done.
Yeah, no VAR tonight, so that really helped. game is so much more enjoyable without VAR, I've got to say. And Lily, what plays stood out for you tonight, just watching from the stands?
Noni Madueke. Noni Madueke was absolutely superb. I think Mikhailo Mudryk is a player low on confidence. It's someone which I think would a lot of people would disagree with. I think a lot of people just don't rate him. But yeah, I think that the whole situation with him is he just needs a little bit of love, needs an arm around the shoulder, needs someone to coach him. You know, you can see some things which Gary will touch on because he talks about later in his own thing. Stop touching me, Gary. Get to the other side of the station.
I'll put my arm around you, Louis.
Get off me. Sorry, we are a professional outfit. I do apologise that the man who is the head of our network is being such a child. But yeah, it's. I thought Mikhailo Mudryk, you know, he needs a little bit of love. But Noni Madueke came on, made a real difference. You know, I thought the way he was so clinical in that second half in terms of his movement, it said a lot. And yeah, credit to him. Like I said, on to the next. Everyone was great tonight. And I was seeing the jumbo trying about Ben Chilwell as well. You know, you could see how much we missed him over the past few games. And it's amazing what can be done when you play a left back at left back and a left centre back at left centre back. Magical things can happen.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. Absolutely. We were talking about Chile earlier. I thought he was superb today. So we've got, Gary, you've been at the game as well. Tell us about your experiences. We've got teams up as well. They're going to speak in a minute. But Gary, how was the game for you?
Yeah, Gary, tell everyone about the game.
Oh, it was great. Louis touched me. Sorry. Louis's an idiot. What was I saying? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, can you hear you?
Tell us about the game.
Well, it was a decent performance, weren't it, really? Basically, Louis stole a lot of my lines there because I was on the tube with him, giving him my perspective, and then I heard him just saying the stuff that I told him. But so I don't really know what to say because he's just said it. But in all seriousness, I think just looking at Chilwell, I don't know what you see on TV because I watch so few games on TV. But the runs he was making in off the wing, and you could just see Enzo looking for him, and you could see Thiago Silva looking for him. You look at the way he came in, that ball that he receives from that inside run that he lays off to Sterling, who then squares it for... what goal was it? Was it the second goal? Yeah, it was the second goal, weren't it?
Yeah.
It was the second goal.
Enzo's goal was the second goal.
That's it, because then the ball gets put in by Silva, Chilwell takes it, finds Sterling, goes across, and Enzo gets on the end of it, right?
Yeah. Like Lampard did.
Or Cesc, right? But that's how you break teams down, because you don't just get in between the lines, you actually get in between the lines of purpose. And we don't have enough of that because Cole will get in the criticism he gets with playing left-back. He's not a left-back. So he's not going to think to play like that, and he's not dynamic enough to play like that, right? He's a bit of a lump because he's a centre-back. It's sort of like, imagine John Terry playing left-back. And I know there's been a lot of criticism for the manager, like Louis was saying, as we were walking to Earl's Court. It was like, yeah, how good it is to play left-back at left-back. I was like, well, he hasn't been able to pick his left-backs all season because they've been injured. And when... because you've got to think, Chilwell's been out since September. And then when Cucurella was getting game time, he was having to play right-back because of injuries. But also, he had to play himself in some form. And then when he got into form, he got injured. So I think it's been a little bit difficult. I think... But what you see, look, it's Middlesbrough. We've got to control ourselves a little bit. But I think when you see this team... When it's... Yeah, imagine a season of Chilwell on the left there and Reece James on the right. The whole dynamic of this team is completely different.
Yeah. I mean, the last time we had them both fit playing every week, we were top of the league. I mean, that you know,
Lampard was manager, right?
Tuchel was manager, yeah.
Tuchel was manager, yeah. Look at that, see? And he's had two and a bit years of those players completely injured. Now, you know, they either need to cure Reece James's problems or find the permanent solution that isn't him at right back. And I don't think Gusto is it. He's a good coverage player, but he's not a starter, at least at this moment. But, so look, going back to Middlesbrough last week, I went up there for that game. And I was driving back listening to the radio and everyone was losing their proverbial over the result and everything. And I just thought, look, in isolation, it's a terrible performance and a terrible result. But Middlesbrough weren't that great. And my mate was there with me. I said, look, as cliche as it is, it's half time. It's not job done for Middlesbrough. I was like, we'll beat them at Stamford Bridge. And so it proved, because that performance tonight was no different from the performance we had at the Riverside. The only difference being is that we put our chances away. That's the only difference. You think, like, if Palmer should have had 5 goals across this tie, he ended up with 2. We should have beaten them 10-2 on aggregate, really. So I'm just watching Louis give directions to people, so I might have to step in because they might get lost.
But yeah, you're right about Chua. I mean, I watched Chua tonight, and you were right. That's how it came across to us as well, that he was making those runs, those inverted runs, and moving inside, and, you know, he was all over the place in a good way as well.
What were they saying on TV? What was the response?
Oh yeah, he was getting a lot of praise on TV. Chilwell, absolutely.
Who was on the panel for Sky?
They had Karen Carney,
Mark Schwarzer,
Jimmy from Hasselbank.
So what did they think of the overall Chelsea performance?
Well, I haven't actually. They were just talking about it now, and I can't listen to it because I'm doing this. I've got it on mute because I don't want it to interfere with the recording. But the commentators certainly were very positive about Chelsea tonight and about Chilwell. They gave man of the match to Cole Palmer as well. They gave to Zazi a lot of praise as well, which I thought was deserved.
His goal was beautiful. The way he took it was. Oh. Just...
It was like Ivanovic. I was watching Ivanovic again.
Yeah.
It was like, he scored.
Oh, obviously, again, look, he's not a solution long term, but he can do a job.
And absolutely.
The way he anticipated on the halfway line, he found Palmer. Lovely ball to step. But then it's the thing is, again, I was saying it on the tube, right, as we're coming back here to get our train home. And once they get going, this team, and they know someone's there for the taking, all the one-touch football they play is lovely. And they just tear through them.
Yep.
But look, it's Middlesbrough, I know. But we've done this for other teams this season. And it just shows that when they're on it, they can do something. You know, now Chelsea are in a cup final. If we win this cup, and obviously, look, it's a big if. There's still one game to go, all the caveats that come with it. But if Chelsea win this cup, I don't understand or see how people can be disappointed with the manager, especially because this is just gradual progress. Is it all perfect? No, it isn't. Should it be perfect? Not really. Because if it was perfect, it'd be that easy to win stuff in football. Spend a billion, you know, and then you're going to win everything. It doesn't work like that, as we know, right? So yeah. I think for where he's got us, look, there are big problems in the team. That there's a gaping hole up front. Because, you know, Breuer, bless him, did that goal go down as an own goal for Housen?
It was an own goal.
And it was Housen as well, yeah?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't correct it in the stadium. But I saw it, and the moment I saw it, I was like, that's an own goal, you know, and they gave it to him. But, you know, bless him, he nearly messed that up. But, we need a striker. But I just think you look at where Chelsea have come from, you know, the depths of last season. Now we're in a cup final. You know, Spurs are having one of the best seasons in their modern history. And they're fifth. You know, everyone's raving about them. They're fifth, got no chance of winning any trophies at all. Yeah, everyone's raving on a big hands ball, this, that, da, 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 da. They're going to finish the season without a trophy. You know, before the game as well, I went to the museum, so I was donating some artefacts to the museum. And the guy just took me around real quick and took me around the trophy room, so I'd never been in the museum. And I was just looking here thinking, look at that. Look at what this club has done. And all going well, we're going to put another trophy in there this year. The Spurs haven't got that.
That's right.
Arsenal have won one trophy under Arteta. And apparently this is a renaissance. They're not going to win the league this year. They're not going to win anything.
I think it's really funny, actually, with Arsenal, because their last trophy was 2020, right? And since then...
Obviously, it came at our expense. You know,
it did. Well, Anthony Taylor helped as well.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what didn't help in that game as well, was we were destroying them and Pulisic went off injured with his hamstring. Never came back to the same player. And I think Aspinacueta went off injured as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was injured that game as well.
Absolutely killed us.
Completely ruined our rhythm.
Yeah. If they had not got injured, I think we might have won that game. But, yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, but Arsenal haven't won anything since then. Chelsea have won, since Arsenal won their last trophy, Chelsea have won the Champions League, the European Super Cup and the World Club Cup. And we could win the League Cup as well. So, potentially, we could win four trophies since Arsenal won their last trophy.
And you put it in isolation for this season alone, and it's like this, you know, we haven't won anything yet. Of course, you know, we can't get ahead of ourselves because playing Liverpool is going to be obviously a tough game. I'd love it to be Fulham, just not because I think we'd beat them, but just because it'd be great to have a West London derby. But, yeah, we haven't won anything yet, but everyone talks about chaos and trophies and winning is what this club does. Well, Pochettino's put us in a final with a team that really isn't a team at the moment and a team that a lot of people would say don't deserve to be there, but they're there. They've done it. It might not have been pretty at times. They lost to Middlesbrough away, which was shit, but they've won the tie overall, which is all you can ask of them.
Absolutely.
You know, it feels sometimes like we're on a hiding to none because if you get to a final, well, you're Chelsea, you should be in finals anyway. But if they don't get to a final, whoa, have we not got to a final? Do you know what I mean? I'm like, come on, give some credit where it's due. You know, absolutely, is it perfect? Mate. No, but I just think that they're moving in the right direction.
We are. I really believe we are. Yeah, I really do. I think, you know, this season, we're definitely better this season than last season. And we're not a bad side, you know. We're not a great side yet, but we're not an awful side either.
I think where we are as a club as well, right? And this is a mistake we've made in the past, where we've had projects going and then we've turned our back on it because we've gone, oh, we're a little bit worried this isn't going to come off. What Chelsea should be targeting now is looking at thinking, how much longer has Klopp got at Liverpool? How much longer has Guardiola got City? And Spurs aren't going to really do much. What's going to happen with Arsenal? Are they going to implode under Arteta? Or are they going to actually become a really solid team? But what Chelsea should be thinking is playing the long game of we're going to peak as those teams are dropping. So that when we're in our peak years, those teams are rebuilding. That's what they should be targeting. So that means two to three years' time that Chelsea become the dominant team in the Premier League. That's why Arsenal not winning the league last year, that was their chance. I was saying that it was their 2016 season, because 2016 was the year Spurs should have won it, right? But then Leicester did. And in the end, Spurs ended up finishing third, I think, right?
Yeah, we did.
That's the year Spurs should have done it. And you see after that, the team ended up getting to a Champions League final subsequently, like a year or so later. But then that team just gradually just died. And I think that's what's going to happen with Arsenal. I think they've made some really bad signings.
I was talking about Arsenal today with somebody and Arteta, that there's been lots of rumours that Barcelona want Arteta, you know, because they're not sure if Xavi's going to last beyond the season.
With or without him, I don't think they're going to win anything.
No, but I'm not sure they are. I'm honestly not sure they are. Like,
so I think what we should be targeting is peaking as the two dominant teams from the last 5 to 6 years, Liverpool and City, as they're on their way down and rebuilding. Because when Guardiola goes, City are in the position United have been in for the last 10 years. How do you replace Fergie? Well, you can't. How do you replace Guardiola? Well, you can't. And that club is completely built around him. And when he walks out of it, it's going to leave a huge vacuum. And Chelsea should be targeted to say, we're going to have our house in order so that when that happens, we can pounce and we can go and be the dominant team.
That's what I'm saying to people. This is why we can be patient. This is why we can take our time to build this team, because we're not going to catch City and Liverpool, you know, really quickly. So why not build a team that's ready to go when they're just coming off their peak and our team just entering its peak, so we can start dominating instead of them. You know, so I think that's part of what they're thinking with this kind of buying a lot of young talent is we'll buy a team that's ready to go and hit its prime when other teams are just declining. Absolutely, mate.
They always were playing the long game of these players and long contracts and a lot of young players still to come back into the squad.
Yeah, and of course you've got the likes of Kendry Pyers to come in and you know, next year, 18 months' time as well. If we get that Willian Estevao as well, my God, he's such a good player.
He looks incredible.
You know, we've still got Andre Santos, who I think is a really good player. You know, we've got a lot of young talent that are just going to get better.
What I'm going to do, chaps, is I'm going to mute myself so someone else can speak. So we're going to sit on
yeah,
the train.
Yeah, let's get teams up to speak.
I'm going to carry on listening, though. Good to chat.
Yeah, good chat, Barry. Always great to hear from you.
Maybe you should get Lady Toe up. She always speaks some sense. Come on, Toe.
Yeah, if you want to request, you can. Okay. Teams, you're up here. Great to see you up here.
How's it going?
Yeah, how are you, teams? Obviously very happy.
Yeah, not
too good. Were you at the game?
I wasn't at the game. I watched it on TV. I thought, like, for the first 15 minutes was quite frustrating because we were playing slow build-up football, which I really don't like. But then I agree to a certain extent some of the things that Gary said, but obviously others I'm not sure about. But I think one thing I will agree with is that in terms of this leg and the second and the first leg, we were way more clinical. And to be honest, like, I understand what he says about Poch and sticking with him and, you know, that we have made those improvements. But I can't lie as well. Like, he playing players out of position is frustrating. And, like, that his tactical awareness isn't the greatest. And I think it would be disingenuous not to kind of really bring that to the table as well. But I think today he got the selection right because he basically played everyone in their natural positions other than the Sassy, and that was out of necessity. And look how much better we look in terms of fluidity, in terms of the team, and in terms of confidence. One thing I think you guys have probably covered Chilwell, who I was really, really impressed with. But another person I want to mention, I don't know whether you guys talked about him, is Colwill. Colwill playing in his natural position is so, so much better than seeing him on that left-hand side. And I just think he really dictated play and controlled things in the back line. So I kind of want to see him more playing that position. Also, Enzo Fernandez, I think we're starting to see him come into a little bit of form. I've been really impressed with him over the last couple of games. And I thought he played really well in terms of that being further forward. So overall, it was a good result. Obviously, conceding at the end is frustrating, but I mean, it was a good performance. I think we will know how good a performance that was in the next couple of games, because that Villa game and Liverpool is not going to be easy. And I think if we're going to try and get momentum in the second half of the season, I think getting results out of both of those is going to be really important.
Absolutely agree with that. I mean, Liverpool away is going to be very, very difficult because it's at Anfield and because they're unbeaten in 14 games. But I think we can get a result out of that. You know, if we get getting a draw at Anfield is not a bad result, honestly. If we get a draw at Anfield, I'll be happy with that. They're top of the league. You know, they're unbeaten in 14 games. They're a very good side. And it's a difficult place to play, Anfield. It's a very difficult place to play. So I think, you know, getting a draw there would be good. If we can nick a little win there, we'll be even better. But I'd be happy with a draw from that game. But the Villa game, yeah, that's a big game. We've got a 9-game unbeaten run at home now. We're winning games at home regularly now. It's becoming a bit more of a fortress again, which is good. And so, you know, that gives you a bit of confidence going into a Villa game, because Villa are a good side as well, and that will not be an easy game.
Can I ask you a question? So,
yeah.
Would you guys rather lose to Liverpool in the league if it could guarantee you winning the cup?
Oh, you mean like if we have to play them in the cup final?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind losing to them in the league if it meant winning the cup.
Because, yeah, I'm the same as well. I would take that.
I just need another. I can't do another final loss. Surely not.
Oh, man. I'm tired of losing to... I mean, we all know Anthony Taylor's getting the final, right? We all know that's happening, just in case anyone doesn't know. That's already been decided. I actually tweeted tonight a little jokey tweet, like, Anthony Taylor resting easy because he knows he's getting the League Cup final. I know I'm joking about it, but you know it's going to happen. That's the thing, like... It's just so typical. We get Anthony Taylor in. How many finals have we had Anthony Taylor in? We had the one in, two FA Cup finals against Arsenal that we lost, I think. And we had him in at least one Liverpool final that we lost as well. I hope it's not him anyway. He's not refereeing the Anfield game. So we've got a chance there.
Fingers crossed. You know what? I need us to win that game because it's actually my birthday and I can't. If we get thrashed by Liverpool, that would just be the worst ending to my birthday ever. So fingers crossed we get the win.
Hopefully they can get the birthday win for you.
Yeah. I mean, I think one birthday we lost 4-0 or 4-1 to Bournemouth, and another one we got thrashed by Watford. So I don't think Chelsea have ever really done that well when they've played on my birthday. I don't know whether that's an omen or not, but hopefully not.
Well, Chelsea tend to do well near my birthday, which is the beginning of March. We tend to not lose the game nearest to my birthday, and the League Cup final is right at the end of February, which is my birthday. So, you know, be a nice little early birthday present for me if we could win that final. Well, hopefully your birthday curse ends this year, and we actually get a good result against Liverpool. I think we'd all love that. Getting a result at Anfield would be fantastic. Because I really do not like Liverpool. Ugh. I mean, I respect them; they're a great side, but it's Liverpool.
Yeah, not great. Anyway, it's lovely to chat to you guys. Thank you for allowing me.
Take care. Have a good one.
Thanks for coming up. Rambles. Just some final thoughts, on the game and on how Chelsea are doing.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot more confident than I was a few weeks ago. Like, everything's just starting to look a bit more rosy. And I think all the talks around Pochettino's died down. And I think as a fan base, we're just in a much better place. And I think even the more negative fans are seeing a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, getting to a cup final is good for everybody. I think it's good for morale. It's good for confidence, in the players and in the fan base as well. I think it gives you a sense of that we're going somewhere. We're actually making some tangible progress. We've got a chance to win a trophy. We're going to Wembley. And, that's tangible progress. So it gives fans something to hold on to. Obviously winning 6-1 is nice as well. It's nice to score a lot of goals and win comprehensively. That's always nice, especially at home as well, because it gets the fans going, it gets them confident, and motivated, and everyone will be up for the cup final. It'll be a really, really, really good day. Hopefully we can win. We really want to make sure we get that trophy back at Stamford Bridge. Like you say, a positive today. Congratulations to the players. Congratulations to Pochettino. Great achievement to get to the final. Obviously, we want to win it, but it's a positive step forward to get to the final, especially and to come back from a deficit and a poor performance to do what we did today is very positive as well. So, another step forward, and hopefully we can build on this and we can get into the next round of the FA Cup and then get a result against Liverpool in the league and just take this momentum forward. We'll see what happens in the transfer market as well. It's going to be an interesting 10 days in the market. The deadline is the day after the Liverpool game, so we're going to have a space after the Villa game on Friday. We'll have a space on the deadline day as well, and for the Liverpool game. So we've got lots of final scores with the scores coming up. Make sure you keep following the Chelsea Echo on Twitter for more podcasts and more episodes, more updates. They produce some great content. There'll be more podcasts coming out. This is our post-match show now. So there'll be more match previews. There'll be more of these shows. So get following the Chelsea Echo. Give Rambles a follow. Give Gary a follow and myself as well. And we'd love to hear from you. And I'm excited about what's coming up for Chelsea. It's a very, very positive time for us. It's been a good day and everyone's happy, and that's a really positive thing. So thanks everyone who's contributed today. Thanks everyone who's come up and spoken. Really value all of you contributing. It's really, really great. Gary, Louis, Teeds as well, and obviously Rambles as always. Been fantastic. Really good conversation. So thank you for contributing, and thanks everyone for listening, and up the Chelsea.